If the job of Christian missions agencies is to keep missionaries safe across the world, then it creates a question. Why do we send missionaries to dangerous places at all? How much risk is too much risk? And what does Scripture have to say? We'll talk about all of that and more on today's episode of The Missions Show. Greetings and welcome to The Missions Show, the show that explores your hard questions on missions, theology, and practice to help goers think and thinkers go. I'm Alex Kochman, Director of Communications and Engagement with ABWE. Almost forgot my own job title there for a second. And I am not joined, I'm thrown off today because I'm not joined by my illustrious co-host. Of course, I'm talking about the one and only Pastor Scott W. Dunford. He'll be back on next week's episode. But today we have an exclusive in-studio guest from the ABWE family of ministries that I'm very excited to introduce in just a moment. But first, if you're new to the show, whether you're watching, listening online, or watching, remember to leave a positive rating if you're a podcast listener. If you're on YouTube, leave us a like, hit the subscribe button, and don't just hit the subscribe button. Smash it into oblivion. That'll help more people discover good missions-minded content and help them take their next steps in the Great Commission. But with that out of the way, I want to turn and introduce our guest who's here with us again in person. The Missions Show is a part of ABWE. We have missionaries serving with ABWE in something like 92 countries and counting, because we continue to open more fields as the Lord opens doors. And the person responsible to keep them safe and informed and to step in when there's a crisis, which, not that crises ever happen in the world these days, but if hypothetically there was a crisis, the person would be you. I should have asked you this before we started rolling. Can we use your full name security-wise right now?
Sure.
Yeah, all right. So we are joined by Bill Gruppen, who is Director of International Security and Crisis Management with ABWE. Tell us what that means. Tell us what brought you and your wife, because she serves here as well in your role. Tell us what brought you here and a little bit about your background.
So I've got about 40 years in public safety experience. So I was a police officer, firefighter, EMS. Went from public service into a private entity, served in a nuclear utility company, worked through their security division there. Spent a lot of time on the range, loved every minute of that. And then I moved into a safety role and eventually retired out there as the fire marshal. So I have a ton of experience there. Through some really awesome God things, we did a 21 days of prayer and fasting with our church. Mm. And God really laid on my heart a sense of missions. Mm. And as you know, with my background, my skill set, I was not cut out for holding and rocking babies to sleep in Guatemala.
God bless the ones that do that. Exactly. Yeah, you don't strike me as a children's ministry type.
Exactly. So that was one of our mission trips from our church at that time. Okay. And I was just like, I was defeated. I'm like, I'm not going to Guatemala for that.
I can't be a missionary. I'm not a single lady.
It's true that. But about 2 weeks later, a good friend of mine, Jed Wild, we were teaching a course at Fort Custer together. It was a tactical medicine course. And he had asked me if I knew anything about Tactica Ministries. Mm. Tactica Ministries is it's ran by two ABWE missionaries. And what we do with Tactica is we take police officers, firefighters, EMS workers, and military down into South and Central America, and we share the gospel while we teach them our techniques here in the States. It's a really cool ministry. I had no idea it existed.
Yeah.
And when I heard about it, I'm just like, wow, God, you really can use my skill set. Mm. And so I was pretty excited about it. Went on my first trip and
got the Tactica shirt right now to boot.
Do you have my Tactica shirt on today? That trip, Cindy and I have served now since 2014 or 15. I can't remember off the top of my head. I don't think we've missed a single trip opportunity since then. But we love the ministry, and it's done a lot for us. I mentioned that I was in the nuclear utility company. That company or that site ended up going into decommissioning. So I was able to retire out of that. not be able to collect, just retire.
Yeah.
And just praying through what is my next step, and had just a ton of doors slammed in our face. But we ended up with that. We were still called to ministry, and we were in the process of going full time with Tactica Ministries. So we were in discussions with Ryan and Gretchen Rout. They then went to the Pittsburgh convention, or the ME conference.
ABWE's annual conference. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And ran into Paul Davis there.
Our president.
And Paul Davis, our president, was like, Ryan, do you have anybody that I can have for security? And Ryan immediately threw us out, and we've been attached ever since. Yeah. So that's kind of our lead in for ABWE.
You kind of got voluntold that you would do it.
Yep. So we were going full time with Tactica, but then this opportunity came up, and it was an absolute awesome fit.
Yeah.
For us. So once we landed in this role,
yeah,
it became very evident that our word was relationship. Mm. We immediately understood that to partner with even the staff here at headquarters, but mostly with our missionaries in the field, we had to have a relationship, because nobody's going to take advice from me to say, hey, it's time for you to leave the country if they've never talked to me before.
Right. Right. So let's talk about that. It's time to leave the country. So obviously, being facetious in the introduction, when we serve in 92 nations and counting as an organization, there's all sorts of crises that are erupting constantly. I heard a statistic. I think there's something like 120 active wars in the world right now.
Yeah, I think that's close. Yeah.
Sounds about right. Yeah. So that intersects with your world every day. We read scripture. We read the book of Acts. We see people suffering for the sake of the gospel. And obviously we want missionaries going to hard places, doing hard things, because those tend to be the places that need the gospel the most. So biblically, orient us to this idea of safety, of exercising prudence, because I think a lot of people would think, well, no, the point is to suffer. But you don't also want to come in with a martyr complex.
Exactly.
So how does that flesh itself out in your ministry?
So believe it or not, God is not, unaware of what's going on in the world.
That's good.
It's pretty good.
Wondering.
So how we face that is we teach our missionaries as they come in, go through our new missionary orientation and stuff. We have a personal security training course here that we do for them. We really focus on situational awareness, building safety into their day-to-day operations. Mm-hmm. How do you set up your home for safety? Do you use cameras? Do you use, wires and all that stuff? Some of that is culturally driven. So we need to be very careful with that as well.
Explain, what do you mean?
So if you're bringing members from your hopeful church, into your home, does your home look like Fort Knox?
Right.
And that could really deter them from wanting to be part of that organization.
Right.
So we try to make sure that it's still very welcoming.
You don't
want
to look like you have something to hide.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Interesting. So there's clearly a balance, though, biblically.
Yep.
There's examples in scripture of suffering under some circumstances.
Sure.
There's also examples in scripture of Paul being let down from the city wall in a basket. There's things like that as well. Jesus, I was just leading family worship with my children a few nights ago. At one point they're going to push him over the cliff and he slips kind of through the crowd unnoticed. It wasn't his time yet. So we can walk and chew gum at the same time. We're not sending out missionaries to take senseless risks. What are the questions that you're asking or helping missionaries to ask when things are blowing up? Maybe somebody's serving somewhere in the Middle East right now, or somebody's serving in the midst of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. People that have been a part of ABWE for years know that we've had people in Ukraine who've had to make hard decisions about, do we stay or do we go? What's the decision-making matrix look like in those situations?
So I'm in pretty close contact with the teams in the Middle East and the Ukraine, and it's not like it's a constant thing, but they do let me know where they're going, when they're going, and that kind of thing. It's also for the team dynamics, so everybody knows if somebody's not going to be in their normal daily routine.
Yeah.
But some of the safety things that we talk about, I watch over, I believe it's 6 different global intelligence groups right now. I get 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, intelligence briefings, or feeds that I try to go through as much as I can. Yep, all open source stuff. Some of them Christian, some of them not so much Christian.
Yeah.
But they all have the good information coming in, so I can utilize that to be able to help them decide what their next steps are there in their country. But one of my best sources for intelligence is them on the ground. So they're hearing and seeing everything that's going on as well, both the Middle East missionaries and ours in Ukraine. They are getting a lot of information from their public resources there. So
what's your red line? How bad does it have to be for you to say, I'm not asking you to come home, I'm telling you to come home?
So we have contingency plans that our missionaries help draft. They draft their own. We kind of go through them, make sure that they're going to be usable.
Yeah.
So one of our teams in the Middle East was faced with a situation where their contingency plan that they had clearly stated it's time to go.
So they made their plan.
Yeah. So our leadership got on a Zoom call with them, myself and our IHQ leadership and their regional directors all on the line. And you could just see it on their face when they started on the conversation that, hey, we need to stay. We know what our contingency plan says, but we need to stay.
Well, and we're not talking about short-term missions trip goers. These are people who've lived
20 years in country.
Decades. Yeah.
Yep,
it's home.
This is their home, and they are well respected in their communities. But they also were seeing that the men of this region were all going to be going into active deployment for war, and their churches would have either fallen the wayside or they would have lost a lot of contacts. So, through some good guidance, mostly on their part. But we ended up allowing that to happen, and their sending churches were involved. Our leadership was involved, and I went in from into that call with a decision of going, how can I help you get home quickly, to how can I help you stay in country safely? So it was just a little bit of mindset change for me.
Yeah, and it's you're kind of saying it's part of their witness. They would have lost credibility.
Yeah.
Right. When everyone is suffering together, you know, it's certainly a privilege for an American expat to say, you know, I'm out. And
see you later. Yep.
And the decision not to do that, even if you can speak volumes. Why is it that you're staying here with us? Well, let me tell you about the one who loves you even more and suffered even more risk for you.
And it was very obvious, too, because I think that their community saw that. And I know that their churches or their ministries grew because of that, their decision to stay.
Well, I want to talk to you more about what your ministry is doing in ABWE, not just keeping our missionaries safe and advising, but also stepping in times of crisis. And so we'll talk about that more after our break. Here at ABWE, we believe that the Great Commission is given not to nonprofit agencies, not to governments, not just to individuals, but to the local church. The local church is God's plan A for world missions. But let me ask you a question. When was the last time your church had not just a missions-themed service, but an intentional time of seeking the Lord, asking, Lord, who is it from among our midst that you would have us to send out? Well, that's why our team here has built a wonderful collection of resources called Send Sunday. You can have not just another Mission Sunday, but an intentional time of seeking the Lord, waiting upon Him, and seeking His direction for who He might send out from your church. There's prayer guides, there's bulletin inserts, there's sermon study guides, and more, all at abwe.org/sendsunday. Join the hundreds of other churches asking the Lord, who would you send out from our midst? Join us for Send Sunday. We are back with Bill Gruppen, who is ABWE's International Security and Crisis Management Director, and lots of hard situations being faced by missionaries across the world. But it's not just about keeping missionaries safe. Obviously, they're surrounded in some of these crisis situations, be they wars, natural disasters. They're surrounded by suffering people, too. You have a unique stewardship and responsibility to keep them safe and informed.
Sure.
But also they have people around them that they need to be available to minister to as well. So there's a piece of your title that we kind of glossed over before, crisis management. And your ministry, from what I understand, is growing a little bit to address needs to come in, potentially offer relief. ABWE, for years, we've partnered with organizations like Samaritan's Purse, and we're usually not like Samaritan's Purse in that we're not the ones there first, maybe, you know, handing out bags of rice to people that have no food. Sometimes we are. What I've seen over the years is usually ABWE are the people who stay once all those short-term teams are gone. Somebody needs to disciple, share the gospel, take advantage of all of that trust that's been built in that moment. But at the same time, missionaries who were there, they need to be able to offer a response in those moments, right? Crisis evangelism, you know, coming in through that open gospel door when something is happening, when something's playing out before their eyes. Those are real opportunities that people need to take advantage of. So what does that look like in your ministry? And it's not just you and your wife, Cindy, you have a team as well.
Yeah, we're in the process of developing a team and really expanding our ministry focus, not just for my day-to-day stuff, but for a little bit of disaster relief as well. So we're kind of like my part of getting into ABWE or realizing who I was, that God could use my skill set. We're looking for those public safety guys and gals who are capable of certain skill sets, medical, security, and beyond. So we are looking to put this team together where we can go into country, serve under the same concept as Samaritan's Purse with the DART, so the Disaster Assistant Relief Team. Mm-hmm. We have a method of getting training to our individuals who would come on board with that. We even have a method here with ABWE. It's called a reoccurring short-term missionary, so that once these individuals identify, this is what I want to do.
Go on recurring trips.
Yeah
they can, you're kind of already approved.
Yep. Yeah, they're approved. They can even have
like in reserves with ABWE.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Yeah, it's exactly like having a reserve unit. But they can actually have a fund here at out of ABWE.
Yeah.
Where at a moment's notice, something happens and they have money available to go on a trip. Mm. So it's not like they're digging into their pocket for $5,000 to go on an emergent trip. They already have money in their funding that they've
supported. I've got guys that you've met because you've come to our church and done training. I've got guys on my security team at my church that would love to do something like that.
Absolutely.
They have no idea that they can do that.
Yeah, it's going to be, I'm praying that it's going to be a big deal, but we're still kind of in the beginning stages of it. So what our goal is, though, like what you were saying, is we're not going to be that first team in, but we want to be able to, we want to set a goal where we're in that country within 72 hours. Mm. So if it's an earthquake that hits Turkey or another country, we can be there in that time frame to start setting up and helping where we can. So like Samaritan's Purse has their specialty. They have the abilities to go do a lot, but they also need personnel to come in and kind of partner with them. So our main goal is going to be to provide like a security and a medical resource that we're not going to be sitting at the tent, like a Samaritan's Purse hospital tent. Mm-hmm. We're going to be going out in the field and helping with the rescue crews and being able to provide treatment and stuff in the field. Mm. That's our goal. So we'll see where the Lord leads us on that.
Yeah. There's kind of a critique in the missions world now that says, and I agree with it, you know, well, if everything is missions, then nothing is missions, mm-hmm. right? You know, meaning if me delivering cookies to my next door neighbor, if that's missions, and those are good things we should do, you know, but if that's missions, then everything is missions. And kind of what happens is we lose a sense of the uniqueness of those who go long-term, cross-culturally. They're commissioned, their church leaders lay hands on them and send them out as official ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ cross-culturally to preach the gospel, make disciples, plant churches, train national leaders, and repeat the process. But how would you say that what you're doing feeds into that whole church planting cycle? Because we're not just trying to start emergency relief ministries, show up and respond. That feeds into some of these longer term efforts on the ground. So even with something like Tactica, how does that integrate with, we have missionaries in those same countries that are also church planters and evangelists. How does that plug in to the broader Great Commission task?
So with Tactica and with our crisis response team, both of those groups would go into a country. We develop those relationships in the field. We hit them when they're down. No, that doesn't sound right, but we're there to help them when they are in a crisis.
Yeah.
And we're working with them and developing those relationships for the crisis part with Tactica.
So you're going places where there's long-term missionaries that are already there.
Yes.
Or national partners that are the stable presence all the way through. You're coming alongside.
Yeah. So like with Tactica, Ryan and Gretchen Rout were in Costa Rica. This year marks 20 years. So they're very well known, recognized, and respected in country. The ministry that these guys bring in is not just their specialty skill sets. It's the biblical aspect. So we're coming in, I'm kind of a big guy, but when you have a big guy like me who's willing to share my testimony, to cry with you, to hug you, and that kind of thing, these cops in South Central America and even here in the United States, you don't see it.
You have to have that
big persona.
Elaborate on that, because people that aren't connected with the law enforcement community maybe would make the mistake of thinking these are, and they are obviously heroes, make the mistake of thinking that they have it all together. But these are some of the loneliest people, even in our own country. Your local police officers, first responders are some of the loneliest people, and they see humanity at its worst. And very often there aren't people with them to walk them through that and help them make sense of that and hopefully help them to connect that to God and his purposes. So part of your ministry is also reaching out to people in that situation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the rate of suicide in law enforcement here in the United States has just been climbing over the years, just on the things that they're seeing, how they're treated from the communities. It's really difficult. So that is one thing we're trying to do, is to minister to that. I mean, their entire day that they're dealing with the things that you would call as the biggest, hardest moment of your life.
Yeah.
So fire and EMS, same thing. I mean, you're just seeing the worst of our communities all day long. So,
And we've had a couple of police fatalities in this county, this area, over the last year.
Yeah.
But as an elder in my church, walking through this situation and talking to people in the community, you know, what everybody sees once the headlines are done and people have forgotten about the event, the shooting that happened last weekend or something like that, what you don't realize is obviously people are still dealing with that, but also the opportunities that opens for the gospel. And I can name instances where hundreds of people have heard the gospel that wouldn't have heard it otherwise as a result of even that local tragedy. And things like that are happening in some of these countries where our missionaries are serving too, and being present to explain the gospel and unpack it in those situations, I think, is crucial. So I want to give you a chance. Where would people go if they want to hear more? They're thinking, you know, I know someone, or, you know, my son-in-law is this type of person who probably wouldn't see themselves, you know, cuddling nursery babies, right, on a short-term trip, like you said at the beginning. But they do have a very, as Liam Neeson says in Taken, right, a very particular set of skills, and they can actually use them on the mission field. What does that look like?
So they can easily just go to abwe.org, and then they can just type in my name, Bill Gruppen, into the missionary thing, and that way they can get in direct contact with me. The other part of that would be if they're a direct, if you're a law enforcement officer, you can go to Tactica Global Ministries And they have an application process and everything there that you can work your way through. So,
yeah. And in fact, I'm going to ask my producer to help me out right here. So right here at the bottom of the screen is the address for where you'll go on the ABWE website to learn more about international security and crisis management. There's even a QR code right here that you can scan if you want to learn more about taking those next steps. If you're an audio podcast listener, you can find that link in the show notes as well. Get in touch with our mobilization team. Maybe they want to do this short term on a missions trip. Maybe they want to do this more long term too, because there are people, you mentioned Ryan and Gretchen Rout, but there's others in the ABWE world that are doing this full-time as their career.
Yep.
And there's opportunities for that as well. Maybe somebody that's retired, maybe a similar background, you know, they served for a number of years in a first responder type of role. They can do this as a career now as well.
Yeah. We have two missionary couples right now in the pipeline who are working their way to get fully supported. One is looking at going to Costa Rica and the other is looking to go to Panama full-time. So,
and I want to toot your horn because you won't. You and your wife are considered missionaries. You're sent by your church to do this ministry. You travel, you're not just teaching and training here. You're also involved, you're hands-on on the mission field in some of these settings that we've talked about too. So I won't ask how you're doing on your missionary support, but I know that people may want to go online on ABWE's website and punch in your account number and figure out how they can learn more about your ministry, maybe support you, maybe at least join you in prayer partnering in that way. How would they find you? Because I don't think we have your name up there for security reasons.
It has been upgraded. Now,
okay.
Yeah, we do have a name and not just a number.
Good.
So you can access it by our name and find it that way.
And that's Gruppen, G-R-U-P-P-E-N. Very
correct.
Good. Well, what would be a final charge to those that are listening and watching and just thinking about the state of the world? You know, I receive your briefings you know, almost every day when you send them about things that are happening right now in the Middle East. But how would you encourage people just to recognize that God is working through some of these crisis situations?
Pray for our teams, for sure. They are, we try to get them out of the area just a little bit and maybe not necessarily come out of the country, but at least coming out of the conflict areas. Mm. But they want to go back. Mm. So that's always an encouragement to me. But we do watch over them that way. We also have a member care group here that kind of keeps an eye on them and tabs on them, which is really helpful. But not just to say for our missionaries, but since we kind of brought it up, I'd like to put a plug in for our police officers here in the United States and just pray for them daily because, like I said, they're going through a lot. These are men and women with families and they got kids at home and they want to be that good Christian parent as well and raise their children up in the same world that we get to. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for joining us. And thank you for joining us. Go ahead and take advantage of some of those links. Learn more on our website. But remember that the Missions Show is a ministry of ABWE, and you can go to abwe.org to learn more and to take your next steps in the Great Commission. For our overtime segment, for our premium subscribers, and also for our Lighthouse TV viewers that are using the Lighthouse TV app, we're going to talk more with Bill here about what is happening in the Israel-Iran situation. He's been following it closely, and he has access to lots of intelligence that we can bring you up to speed on. Get access to that and more at missionsshow.com/premium. Join now. You can also get access to our group chat and connect with other like-minded missional believers. And so from all of us here at ABWE and the Missions Show, go and make disciples of all the nations. We'll see you next week.